So I feel like Charlie Veach over there came down to Bradford. It kind of demonised Bradford, really, to be fair to him. I like Charlie Veach, man. I think he's all right. To be fair, he makes his living off of just going around places and trying to scope shit out, like finding people getting arrested and that, so he can make a scene out of it. But to be fair to him, you know, people hate him. People think he's a prick and should record in public and all the shit. I think he's a fucking legend. Fair play to him, mate. Good luck to you, Charlie. If you're making money off that, bro, if that's your job, you get to walk around different cities just recording shit, wait until someone kicks off and make him pee off it, bro. Fucking fair play to you, Charlie, mate. I rate you. But thing is, yeah, he's come Bradford, he's proper, like, demeaned it. Oh, it's all these dilapidated mills, all this shithole. Fucking all this multiculturalism. Oh, all these Muslims about. Too many Muslims. Too many Africans. Too many different cultures. And I just think, what the fuck are you on about, bro? They say the multicultural experiments failed, yeah? Multiculturalism experiments failed. But come out of Bradford, mate, and see that is wrong. The multicultural experiment, multiculturalism, whatever the fuck you say, has not gone wrong. Because, as far as I see, yeah, you got almost every city in the world represented in Bradford. Probably every country in the world represented in Bradford, yeah? And to the most part, the vast, vast majority, way over 90%, I'm talking way over 90%, get on fine. We're unified, we have a laugh, we have a good time, we all just want to be happy. You know what I mean? Generally, that's all we want. We want to be happy. We want to, you know, get on in life. We want to do well for ourselves and make other people happy. And that's the general human nature. And it doesn't matter what country you're from, what background you're from, where you're from. That's what it is, bro. If you feel that way, you want to make people happy, you want to spread positivity, you know what I mean? Then great, come to Bradford. And I just think there's not many cities in the world like Bradford, man. There's everyone from everywhere in the world here. I woke up early, I've just moved into an apartment yesterday, city centre of Bradford. I wouldn't have lived here 3 years ago because it were a shithole. But honestly, they've put a lot of effort into it. City culture, 2025, whatever. It's good for Bradford because they've actually invested a lot of money in it. And it's easy to do. Renovate the city centre, make all nice pedestrianised areas. Every road coming into the city centre's now got cycle paths all over it. I don't know what the cycle paths are about, I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. If you ride a bike, you either go on the road or you go on the path. You don't need a cycle path. So they've spent millions, probably. I imagine, I don't know the amount, but I imagine it's millions they've spent on every single road into the city centre of Bradford has now got cycle paths each side, bus lanes each side, all this shit. It's just unnecessary. You've wasted probably millions and millions of pounds of taxpayers' money on shit. Nobody cares. If you ride a bike, you either go on the road or you go on the path for a bit and back on the road. You don't need a specific cycle lane. It doesn't make sense. But that's a massive investment for the city culture. City culture, now we've got to have a cycle lane on every single road leading to the city centre. It just doesn't make sense. But you know what? Apart from that, I actually love Bradford. I'm born and bred Bradford. You know, I've been here all my life. I've travelled around. I've travelled around the country. I've spent time in Birmingham, Nottingham, Coventry, Glasgow, Cardiff, Luton, Preston, Lincoln, Doncaster, Sheffield, Huddersfield, Halifax, Newcastle, Liverpool. You know, the list goes on. But I don't think you get the architecture what you get in Bradford. You don't get the diversity, the multiculturalism, the unity, the landscape. If you're going to countryside that's in Bradford areas, man, you've got some beautiful countryside. It goes all the way up to Settle in North Yorkshire. Now, Bradford's in West Yorkshire. Settle's North Yorkshire. But that's still a BD postcode. It's way past Skipton. People don't realise Bradford's got some of the best countryside in the world, some of the best buildings in the world, and I guarantee you, some of the best people in the world. You might think I'm a prick, but you know, I try my best. All I want to do is put as much positivity as I can in this world, and hopefully that'll come back to me. I'm not doing it to get it back. I just think that's the right way to behave. If you're constantly going around snaking people, being deceptive and doing dodgy shit and bad shit, it all comes back to you. Eventually, everyone's snaking you and doing dodgy shit to you. So why put that out into the world? Why get yourself on that frequency level? You might as well just do good, help people. Whatever you can. If you can, do it. If you can help someone who's homeless, do it. Don't give them money. Buy them food. Give them a bit of tobacco. You know what I mean? But, end of the day, I think Bradford's a beautiful place to live. There's not many cities in the world that have this much diversity, this much representation from all over the world, this much architecture, this much history, this much landscape, countryside, food. The food, man, wow. Yeah, all I hear is everyone bashing it, saying, what a shit all here. Oh, hey, never mind. 2-3 years ago, I wouldn't have lived in the city centre, no. But now, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. I don't know where the homeless and junkies and all that have gone, but they've somehow got rid of them out of city centre. Fuck knows what the fuck they've done with them. But they're somewhere, I guess. They're not around here no more. But all I can say is, yeah, I love Bradford, mate, and I'm born and bred. And anyone who says it's a shithole, they've probably never been here. Spend a bit of time here. See what you think then, because I promise you, your perception will change, because it's a fucking great place to be, man. This morning from 8 a.m, I've met Africans, I've met Somalians, people from Zimbabwe, people from Kenya. I've met someone from Pakistan, Afghanistan, someone from Syria, someone from Libya. And I've only been out of my house about 45 minutes. Where else is that going to happen in the world? Tell me. I love hearing the comments.